In this episode, you're going to discover how to use video for your sales team. All right, all right. Well, look, we've got a fun episode for you. I mean fun if you like to change the trajectory of your business. This will be fun if you want to sell in less time. This will be a transformational experience. If you're open to learning new tricks, incorporating them into your business, using them onto your prospects, and you know what's going to happen? You're going to experience what I've had and what and for this business and what I've had for all of my clients along the way, generating revenue más rápido, right? And that's why I'm joined right now by Vidyard's video coach, Jacob Fernandez. Jacob, welcome to the Toddcast.
Thank you for having me.
So much fun, man. One of my favorite topics in the world. You know, I talk about this all the time on the stage. I just recently went through your video for sales guide that listeners can download at vidyard.com. We'll give more info on that. But hey, for those that don't know what Vidyard is, let me just give a quick little heads up on Vidyard. Vidyard is a video marketing platform and analytics platforms that helps you turn your content into powerful marketing tools. They've integrated the world's leading marketing automation platforms like Salesforce and HubSpot, both of which I've been customers of and my clients have for years. And they help companies launch the most effective campaigns for marketing. And so that's why I wanted to spend some time with Jacob. Jacob, when you start talking to people about sales and how video speeds up the sales process, how do you normally enter that conversation with them?
Great. So I like to start off by letting people know that actually video is literally the next best thing of being there in person. And if you have the right video content, whether it's customer stories, demonstrations, or making introductions to new prospective clients, it's very easy just to distribute and communicate what you need to know with the video. Obviously, if you're there next to someone, you can discuss how you can help them specifically, but we're not all there together, unfortunately, in today's B2B world. We're all online. So having video content, whether you're making it on the fly, doing live chats like we're doing today, or teeing up content to distribute throughout the sales cycle, it's a very powerful tool.
All right. So in a recent past episode, I went through this video for sales guide, and it'll be popping up if it hasn't already. One of the things that I love about this is every touch point with a client has a video opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I know people are saying in their head, I can already hear them, yeah, Todd and Jacob, that sounds all good and fine, but that really slows down my productivity. And we don't do things, and correct me if I'm wrong, because they're time efficient. We do things because they're effective and they drive results. Right. And then we reprioritize the things that may not be as effective. Talk to me about the opportunities where video fits in to the sales process.
Okay, so I think the best opportunities where video sales in is on cold prospective customers, excuse me, on people that are cold, your prospects. And once you actually have the opportunity to discuss your services with the client, they actually want to book a meeting. Throughout, I think actually each sales cycle, after you have a great call with someone, they want to learn more about your services, maybe follow up with a demonstration content. You're a little bit more throughout the contract now, you actually quoted the customer and you actually want to give them a contract to close the deal, making a video screen recording and going over what services they're using, right? And then right after, when the customer maybe, or the prospect's actually a customer, you can leverage video to even get them ongoing with your services. Hey, watch these 5 videos to get started. Or I want to intro you to your launch manager, Christina. Here's a video to introduce her. So it allows you just to have a human touch points throughout the whole sales cycle, especially if it's a remote sale, and then demo content or just marketing collateral that can educate the customer throughout each stage after communication.
Absolutely, dude. Well done. Now check this out. I also use it as a follow-up whenever they ask me like a common objection question.
Right.
Oh, well, you know, Todd, that's expensive. Well, I'll follow up with how to handle that objection in a video. Hey, Jacob, it was great talking with you earlier today. One of the points that you brought up, which is really smart, is ... And so you can share this with your team. The way to look at it is X, Y, and Z. And then if I'm not the guru of that topic, I will then grab my laptop. I use Vidyard's Go Video, which you can download for free, and we'll tell you more about that later. But I will take this and walk into somebody's office here that's the rock star of that part of the business, and I'll go, hey, Jacob, it was great talking to you a moment ago. I've got with me the big nerd, Marcus Creed, who's going to break down dot, 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 because you brought it up in the call.
Exactly.
And really what I'm doing is I'm using this. I used to be an on-location live reporter for iHeartRadio and Clear Channel for the biggest developing news stories. Why wouldn't I use that skill and the power of video to be able to convince my prospects faster, right?
Exactly. And I really think that the big impact with using a tool like Go Video is that it's going to tell you how long someone's actually engaged with your content. So half the time in the sales, we have great marketing collateral. Marketing's always has the sales backed by educating your prospects, but it's like a white paper or it's a link to maybe a blog post. Right. Or, you know, if you're sending collateral to your prospects to educate them, you have no clue if they opened it. Maybe HubSpot email tracker will say they opened the email. Oh, you get excited, right? But they may not even open the white paper. But if you were to make video content and distribute it with Go Video, you understand that so-and-so prospect watched 100%, watched 20% of the video. Especially at closing deals, when people are at the final stages of closing revenue, if you put a contract video out discussing what exactly the services you're distributing to the opportunity, and you send it to two people, two opportunities, one guy watches 10%, one guy watches 100%, you're most likely going to follow up with the person most engaged to get that deal across. So knowing who's watching is one of the most important metrics, I think, in today's sales process.
All right. So let me tell you a story about this. Every time we send a proposal, every single time, we find out, hey, who's going to help you make this decision, Jacob? And they're like, well, I'm going to be talking with Tyler Lazard. I'll talk with Michael Litt. And together we'll make, but Todd, we're evaluating other vendors. And then what I hear is, in my head, is Jacob going to be able to communicate me and my message with as much clarity and precision and motivation as I will? Absolutely. No offense to Jacob.
No, right? I feel it right now.
But Jacob's not, if I put all my chips in Jacob's brain, I think Jacob's going to get me across the finish line sometimes, but I need like 85% close rate in order to be hungry. Right. I mean, to be happy. So I will say, Jacob, if you're going to be sharing this with Tyler and Michael, well, then I'm going to follow up with a quick video where I'm going to walk them through the PDF that's attached to the email. So you can just send them that. And I'm going to, shepherd everybody across the finish line.
Right. You don't have to rely on the champion.
Yes. And then, so I'm the internal champion on video, right? Yeah. And then I know that people are three times more likely to watch video than to read text, which also means they're three times more likely to share video than to share text. So I know that they're going to share that video to Tyler and Michael. And then when I go and look on the analytics, this is where I get to hold Jacob accountable, because I sent that to Jacob on Friday. Then on Monday, I go in and look and I'm like, damn it, Jacob. No offense, Jacob, but you dropped the ball on me, right?
Yeah, you didn't.
So then I'll fire off an email and I'll go, hey, Jacob, just because I'm thorough, I wanted to confirm that you received this video that I sent and we're able to share it with Michael and with Michael and Tyler, right? And then you're like, oh, dude, I'm such an idiot. I forgot to look at it. Yes, I'll send it right now. Boom. And then I track on the back end. And just the other day, I landed the biggest speaking job of my life by they already have my material. They have a PDF on Todd's one pager, right? Yeah. But what they don't have is me and the charm and the charisma and my level of excitement. So I followed up to the rest of the committee. Hey, it's Todd Hartley. I talk about using video to close deals at faster rates, blah, 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 blah. Here's how I'd customize it. And I started watching them go through that video, so I knew they had already watched it, so I was more confident when I replied back for our next call, right? That's a game changer, and businesses should be using that.
And that's a good segue, too, because if you understand that someone's watching your video asset, especially if you're cold communicating with someone, right? I do a lot of LinkedIn videos to really make it personal.
And you do a good job at it, dude.
Thank you. And then I even leverage other people's LinkedIn profile pages as a way in to try and open up a conversation.
Tell me
So
about that for a second.
So I actually use you as an example. I always go on your LinkedIn page when I'm coaching people with GoVideo. But
Right
what we'll
on.
do is GoVideo allows you to record selfie-style videos, but what I personally like on a cold email is recording the prospect's LinkedIn page. Because if you're sending a selfie-style video to someone who's never seen you, they're going to be like, "Who are you? I've never seen
Yeah.
you before."
Don't
But if you
spam
send it,
me.
exactly, if you send a LinkedIn video, though, they'll say, "Hey, what does this guy have to think about me?" So when you
Yeah.
leverage someone's LinkedIn page as a screen recorder or just a medium of recording, you check out what they're writing. What article they're writing. You know, I saw your article. It was like, why marketers need to start a video strategy today. So
Yeah.
if I were to cold prospect you, maybe I'd read that article first and say, "Hey, there's a couple of great points here. Hey, Todd, I want to make you this quick video. I couldn't help but notice this article you wrote. I loved how you said XYZ. I even forwarded this off to a couple of our marketers because I really think this is going to be impactful. But Todd, I couldn't help but notice you're running the show at Wirebuzz. I want to show you how you could communicate," and then you can go
That's
into
how
your
it's
pitch.
done, brother.
Yep. And then
And
when you, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say one of the things that people should not miss is that Jacob starting that video, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jacob, with a screenshot of the recipient's LinkedIn profile. And he's doing that because we're all so self-centered that you can use that as a marketing hook to buy your first 10 seconds, right? And you will get an open rate, Jacob, if you know it, tell me it, but you'll get an open rate that is through the roof if you start off talking about them.
Exactly. And subject lines go a long way too. You'll be surprised. It's a very simple subject line, but first name, Todd, I made this video for you. I personally have out of 2,500 emails I've been sending since May, just in a cadence, I think around 68% open rate. So it's
Boom.
a pretty good way to get in. But the favorite part is when people get excited to create video, and when they send it, it's new. But you have to have a strategy, like you said before. You have to have a strategy how to leverage your video content. Because if I send you a video content, Todd, and I say, "Hey, Todd, at the end of this video, book a time with me," and I see that you watch my video 100%, but you know what? You haven't replied to me, you haven't booked that time, I should call you. Because you know, after 5 minutes of me seeing that notification you watch my video, you're either on your phone or you're at your desk. So it's the best way to call. And you know, maybe I'll play a little dumb. I'll never say that I know you watch my video, but I'll say, "Hey, Todd, it's Jake. I just wanted to follow up. I sent you a video not too long ago."
Yes.
"Oh, Jake, I just watched your video. Really? Well, what'd you think?" So it's a icebreaker. There's no cold calls because they know who you are. They've seen your voice. They know somewhat of value you can bring to the company. And you know, it might not guarantee a yes, but you're gonna at least get an answer quick enough.
Jacob, I love that. That's well done. For anybody listening, a 68% open rate on email is a game changer for a business. Let me break it down. On average, most of us have like a 20% open rate, and that sucks, especially when your business is relying on email to generate results. But if you can get a 68% open rate, oh, but it might take you a little longer, wah, right? And somebody's stats like Jacob's, that becomes a case study that they share internally with the company. And internally, the company's like, damn, that Jacob guy's smart. We should give Jacob more opportunities, right? Everybody should be incorporating this in their process. Good on you, Jacob.
Right. But that doesn't, and it doesn't stop there in terms of prospecting. Like, I love what you're doing on LinkedIn, posting a lot of video content. And I think everybody should be an advocate on their own LinkedIn page for their company. If you're creating content on how your own services can affect the network in a non-pitchy way, just kind of educating, you're actually going to start seeing meetings come in. I actually booked a meeting with a sales manager for a 400 plus person company by just doing nothing. I just put out a video on LinkedIn around the same kind of conversation we're having, how to use a video for outbound sales. So they just tagged their manager in it and loved it. And they said, "Hey, what's your email address? We want to chat with you." And so opportunities can come from thin air if you're just educating your market in a
Yeah.
creative way.
Yeah, I like it. I look at this like you're kicking in a door and you're presenting yourself and you're doing it in such a subtle way. You're actually speaking your prospect's language of love, which is video. And so this is really cool. Jacob, a lot of my clients are multi-billion dollar companies and they have hundreds of sales reps all over the world. If I was talking to them, about using GoVideo as a tool for their sales reps that already have declining access. How would you make that case for me?
Yep. So for video for sales, this is a great tool to, like you said before, increase open to reply rates, book more meetings, and personally, add a little bit more of a human element back into the conversation. So it's not just creating content all the time that you have to do. Marketing teams always have great video collateral to educate the markets. So to keep it simple, leverage video throughout the whole sales process to educate your prospects and close deals quicker by just understanding who's watching your video ads.
Yep. Jacob, the first time I used video in an email outreach was in the early days of HubSpot. And I was still in my 30-day free trial. And I used a Wistia video player at that time. Mm. No offense, right? I know you guys have you guys have very robust analytics and a system that incorporates seamlessly with HubSpot. But at this point, I was using a Wistia video player, and I sent out 48 cold prospect emails to people that I knew were going to be at the same event as me.
Oh, smart.
Right? And basically was like introducing myself, talking about the pain and the frustration that I see in their industry and how that pain and frustration is easily solved by using video. And I ended up booking 2 meetings out of 48. And if you think about it, you know, right. But I didn't book those meetings. They didn't book them with me. I saw on the back end that they were crushing my videos and they got my email drip sequence. So I confidently was like, hey, John, we're both going to be there. Let's grab coffee. And I booked 2 meetings. In both of those meetings, I closed them in the first meeting. Normally, it would take me 9 meetings before I get a yes. And so I collapsed everything into one meeting and generated, while I was still in my free 30-day trial with HubSpot, $350,000 in new revenue.
Holy, right? Wow,
that's how you build out one of these offices. And all of that is available if we break the mold, remove priorities or way that we're engaging that aren't as effective, and become significantly more interesting and compelling to our prospects.
Right, exactly. Michael Lind always says that people buy, companies pay. So if you can really attract your network in a creative, humanistic way to build trust right off the bat, because that's what video is doing, it makes it that much easier to naturally progress that conversation to your end goal in terms of closed revenue.
Yeah, Michael's spot on, but that should be obvious to everybody who's been following him over the years. Talk to me about where does somebody get started? Somebody who's just watching us right now and they're like, no way, there's somebody called a video coach? How do people get started in using video for sales? Where would you recommend they get going?
They should go to our website or in the Chrome store. It's called GoVideo. It's a free application, and it'll allow you to record multiple different types of video assets, send it in Gmail, send it in HubSpot, send it in Outlook, and get reporting back on how long someone's watching. And then if they're downloading that tool, most likely they'll receive an email from me to book a coaching call. But then we can always chat and discuss specifically what their responsibilities are and then how video can attribute to their end goals. It's a Chrome extension.
That is awesome. I use it. I was just going to try to flip on my screen for you, but for some reason, for the life of me, I don't know where. Share screen. There it is. Okay.
There it is.
All right. So bear with me for a second, and don't worry about my interview notes. I've already gone through them all. I'm going to pull something up that I think you're going to love. I'm actually going to, you just encouraged me to crank this out into a video. Whenever I'm on the stage, as I get to the bottom, here's my 90-minute keynote. As I get to the bottom, I get into how to use video for sales. And can you see my slide deck, by the way?
I personally can't. I'm on the web browser of Skype, so no worries.
Oh, well, then never mind. Yeah. Sucks to be you. Just kidding. So what I do is I go to this one part where I show the screen. I do a screen capture of the GoVideo page. And then I show people by going into my Gmail live on the screen. I show them in 20 seconds how easy it is to capture a video and to be compelling with it. And before I know it, people are like nodding. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe how easy that is. So, you know, that's my, I'm going to put out a video. I'll share it with you when it goes live.
Sure.
I'll probably do it right after this conversation with you. And so when you're talking with large sales teams, mm-hmm. how do you convince them that John in Montana, no offense to John, is going to be
Montana.
Right? Or Montana. Oh, which one did I offend more? Probably Montana, right? this is how I always get myself in trouble, dude. So, so let's say, so John, how do you convince somebody that they should be getting on camera and putting themselves mm-hmm. forward? What is that conversation like for you?
Yeah. So a lot of people are hesitant to getting started, especially because they think they have to have a script, you know, oh, they got to look very proper. Like I said, right in the beginning of the interview, the video is literally the next best thing of being there in person. If you could have a face-to-face conversation with all your inbound leads and prospects, everyone would take that other than sending a video, or at least I hope a salesperson would. But if not, it's just about talking as if you're talking to anyone else. So that is where the number one hesitation of getting started is just clicking record and going with it. Like you're not going to be golden right off the bat. You are going to have to rehearse and get your pitch, you know, crafted when you're communicating with video. But once you have that down, it only takes 30 seconds video to really stand out from other prospects communicating with your customers. So I think just getting started and talking as if you're talking to someone else is one of the best ways. But then if you're trying to convince a whole team on leveraging video, it's not necessarily important to always be personally on camera. It's just about leveraging video resources at strategic moments in the sales cycle to actually educate the market. Because that's all you're doing as a sales rep, at least I personally think, is you're educating how you can help someone specifically and then getting the services with closing.
You're just the coach, right?
Exactly.
You're going to help them solve their problem, create that transformational experience so they can get back to their life and be able to be more effective. That's all we're that's all we're basically doing. I also want people, we should spend just a moment talking about authenticity, because often people will think they need to have a green screen. Oh no, I can't show my background. Look at Jacob's background. No offense, like I'm not knocking on Canada now. I'm just saying, you know, Jacob's background is authentic. And what we're really craving is not this that I've got behind me or Jacob's wall. What we're really craving as a user, as a recipient when we get these videos, is a glimpse into Jacob's world. We want to know if that salesperson is ready for prime time. So don't worry about getting a fancy background. Show your office. In fact, of the 2,700 business videos that Wirebuzz created for clients last year, only maybe 3 of those videos had a green screen. Mm. And most people, when they approach the idea of using video, think that the green screen is the way to go. And I would encourage everybody to stay away from the green screen unless your strategy absolutely positively means you got to have a green screen. And the reason is the green screen is the most inauthentic thing, because you will see that there's a cutout around my head and a shimmer of the background that's been superimposed on my jacket if I had one. And the recipient as watching the video is only going to say, that's not a real background. And at the end, they're going to go, that Jacob guy, he isn't really authentic with me.
Right. Right? No trust in there.
All of those videos, the 2,700 that we did last year, are filmed in our clients' offices. And I've got a studio here, but that's just for me to show my authentic environment. So even if you're sitting at a desk, use that space. If there are people around you working, like Jacob, when you and I first connected and you were in the larger room that had a little audio, too much audio background, that room is golden for you guys, because they're like, whoa, look at Vidyard and all the people.
Hustle and bustle.
Right? Very well done. So make sure you guys know, don't create something that's fake. Be authentic. It'll resonate with people and coach them to the promised land. And one of the ways to get started, there's actually two, is to download the video for sales guide, and which will be available on the show notes page. You can click on that and go to vidyard.com and get access to it, or you can go to Vidyard and search that up on your own. Or the other thing that Jacob mentioned is to download the Go Video plugin for Chrome, and I think I've got it, dude. I've got it on my phone.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're an outbound field rep and you're always visiting clients, you can always send personal quick video messages. Especially at conferences. Imagine you meet someone, and after you meet them, hey, Jim, it was great meeting you. Want to follow up if you want to chat?
Our job is to blow people's minds.
Exactly. There's a reason why automation hasn't taken over the sales role, is because authenticity and the human experience. Right. That's exactly what.
That's so right. Okay, so I haven't seen this yet in the Go Video app. So please, if I missed it, if I didn't push on an icon or something, be gentle with me. But what I would love to see as a super user is the ability to put transcripts, a teleprompter, into the screen and have it be close to the camera. I want it to nuzzle right up next to the camera, because I want people to be able to make intimate eye contact while they're reading their notes. Now, if Vidyard added that bell and whistle, this would be such an easy thing to sell, because a lot of the pushback that I get is people are like, well, I don't know if I want the guy, you know, everybody on camera. Not everybody, but if you could provide scripts that people kind of stay on and there's a teleprompter there, now we're ready for prime time for large sales teams. That script's already pre-approved by their legal and regulatory teams. And before you know it, everybody is crushing video más rápido.
Yeah, because we in the finance district, there's a lot of legalities on specific things you can only say on video. So this would really keep everyone in line.
Dude, I've got 100 clients in the medical space. Maybe that number is an exaggeration. Like 70% of my clients are in the medical space. I've got about 100 clients. Let me do the math. It's something like 70 clients in the medical space.
Right.
And every one of their salespeople has to be very cautious about the way they phrase things. They know that they're more comfortable speaking in person or over the phone. But if you put it on video, then it's a red flag. It could be used against them in a court of law, right?
Right.
So let's mitigate that concern, and let's put everybody on training wheels. And while we're on the topic of reading from a teleprompter, anybody that's watching should know, even though I've got years of professional training, I read mine probably 20 times before I'm ready for a client to see it. In fact, just to prove out, Jacob, do you see on my phone Todd in blue blazer, white shirt?
Yeah.
How many of those are there?
Probably like 12.
That was a good day. I was on my game. I crushed it in 12, right? But what I want is for that video to feel natural. And anybody watching right now, do it enough times so it feels like you being authentically you, instead of being like stiff and awkward and robotic. Like
exactly. Right. With scripts. That's why you get hung up on scripts, because we're on cold calls, because they know it's just not authentic. It's not coming from you. You're just reading off a paper.
Yeah.
So that's a great idea, especially for transcriptions. I think that if we did have transcriptions in our player, I think we have that in the marketing solution, but where people can actually read what you're saying, that'd be perfect for accessibility. And you don't have to actually listen with the audio. You can maybe read what they're saying if you're in a meeting, et cetera. So I think those are great ideas.
I've created a, my script goes right underneath the camera. And as I'm talking, I just lightly with my mouse, you can't see my hand, I go up with the script. So it's like cuddling right below the camera.
Right.
And nobody knows that I'm referring to notes.
Are you just using notes, or is that an app that you're actually leveraging?
So sometimes I use a teleprompter. And I use a teleprompter called Teleprompter Pro. It's created by Joe Allen. And Joe is in the UK. He's a young guy, got a nice little business. And then when I'm like for this interview, I'm using a text edit app from Apple that's built into my computer, right? Just comes with it. And the reason I use the text edit app is because it's got a very tight, small header.
Right.
Which means my words are cuddled up right underneath the camera and nobody would know.
No, exactly.
Right? But if I used like Word Doc, well, I don't know what it's called, the PC, it's called Microsoft Word, or I used Pages for Apple. All of them have large headers, and the headers are too large, so my eye's now 2 inches below the camera, and what I'm really sending is a, like I'm doing this right now, right? Do you see what I'm doing? I'm sending a signal that I'm not engaged, because when I look in the camera, that's just like being on a date and making eye contact.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly, connecting.
By the way, are you single or are you married?
I just got engaged.
All right, cool. Congratulations, brother. That tells me that you've gotten it right at least once. Right? And in that one time, you were authentic, you made eye contact, you were relevant to the to her interest, you became a trusted friend and advisor, and before you knew it, you had done enough groundwork so you could put a ring on that finger. Good job, dude.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of videos through Snapchat too, and she's away.
That's so
connecting
right.
All the time.
It's the same exact thing. Now, Jacob, when you were single, what if you had a tool where at the end of the night, you know, you went up and talked to 15 girls at a bar, and at the end of the night, you could go back and look at all the people that you talked with and which girls went through your videos and demonstrated interest in Jacob. What would that do for your close rate, right?
Exactly. So, more meetings, that's for sure.
You get more meetings. And all good things happen with more meetings. Imagine the value that that would be to you. And that's what happens for salespeople. Because once you get a ring on it, sales becomes the new dating.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just nurturing and making sure that they're going to stick with you for a lifetime.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So congratulations on getting engaged. Do you know when the big date is?
2 years from now, 2021.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, we took a year and a half. My wife and I have been together for 20 years. And
that's good. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. That's a major feat. We're business owners together. And that's also another impossible task. Great. And I wish you the best of luck. On top of that, I think you've got a great opportunity to be teaching businesses how they can sell faster. And I'm grateful that you joined us today on the podcast. Where can people learn more about Jacob?
Yeah, just follow me or connect with me on LinkedIn, Jacob Fernandez. And then maybe afterwards, you could share my email after in the LinkedIn. Sure. I'm more than happy just to connect with people.
Beautiful.
But yeah, LinkedIn's the best way to get a hold.
He's Vidyard's video coach. He's Jacob Fernandez. He joins us on the podcast. For more information, you can hit Jacob up on LinkedIn. I'll put his email address on the show notes page so you can all spam Jacob. But if you wouldn't mind doing Jacob a favor, download the Go Video app. It's free. Yep. And send Jacob and me a video so you can break the seal. Breaking the seal is the hardest part. Give yourself like a 4 days. You've heard this. You've got 4 days to make it happen. Break the seal on Jacob and I. We'll reply back with feedback and motivation and encouragement. Jacob Fernandez from Vidyard, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It was really fun.